Scene is at Commissioner Gordon's residence. It's at night.
An hour goes by, and Gordon finally makes it home. The rain is pounding the streets outside his windows. Gordon enters carrying his trench coat over his arm, with flowers clenched in his hands. He calls out for Barbara.
Barbara, I'm home.
He looks around in the dark room for her to appear. She doesn't. Then he notices a hint of light flickering in the kitchen. He heads towards it.
Barbara?
He enters the kitchen, which is barely lit by the glow of a candle. He blows out the flame and turns on the kitchen light. Zass is standing in the corner of the room, now wearing a shirt. Victor Zass.
You're late, Commissioner. I was starting to wonder if you'd make it.
Gordon quickly turns and pulls out his gun at Zass.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house? Where's my wife?
So many questions and not even a hello.
Tell me where she is.
Zass grins and starts to walk about around Gordon. Ever slowly, but walking around James Gordon.
Don't you move!
Zass stops, but then keeps walking, exiting the kitchen into the hallway leading to the bedroom. Gordon follows Zass with his gun and heads with him down the hall to the bedroom. As Gordon walks down the hallway, he spots pools of blood. James Gordon.
Oh God, no!
Zass opens the bedroom door, her blood smeared all over the door. Victor Zass.
Sorry about the mess.
Gordon enters the room. His wife is on his bed. Her throat is cut. Blood soaks into the sheets. Gordon is in shock. Stands staring out the window. Gordon walks to his wife's side, his face trembling with fear as a single tear falls down his cheek. Victor Zass.
Just think if you'd have to put your family in front of your job tonight, she may still be alive.
Gordon points his gun back at Zass.
You want to kill me?
I can see in your eyes. That anger. The idea that your life has no meaning now. I've been there. But I'm free of that now.
James Gordon.
Shut up. This ends now. I'm bringing you in.
Gordon pulls out his walkie-talkie off his belt.
This is Gordon. There's been a 187 at 521 Parkland Avenue, apartment 3C. I have the suspect in sight. All officers in the area, report immediately.
10-4, listen to all available units.
Gordon tightens his focus on Zias. Victor Zias.
Why do you think I'm still here? I'm here to help you. I can take the pain away.
Zias reaches into his back pocket, pulling out his knife, which still has Barbara's blood on it.
Put the knife down, now!
Zias starts to walk around the bedroom towards Gordon. James Gordon.
Stop where you are, or I'll shoot!
As Zias moves closer, Gordon notices in the reflection of the mirror another man with a bat creeping up behind him from out of the bathroom. He takes a swing at Gordon. Gordon ducks. He palms his gun and clocks the man in the nose, bringing him down. He's down. Zias then runs at Gordon with his knife. Tries to stab him. Tries stabbing him in the back. He runs Gordon into the wall, knocking the gun out of his hand. His blade doesn't seem to be piercing Gordon's flesh. Zias spins Gordon around, rips open his shirt to reveal a bulletproof vest. He puts the blade to his throat.
The Black Mask sends his regards.
At that moment, Detective Allen sees from down the hall and takes a shot at Zass, catches him in the shoulder. Zass runs to the bedroom window. Detective Allen enters the bedroom. He sees Barbara and is shocked, but gathers himself and tends to Gordon. Detective Crispus Allen. Gordon, you all right? James Gordon.
Yeah.
Gordon runs to the window and looks out. The rain blurs his vision, but he sees Zass making his way down the fire escape. Gordon heads out the window.
I'm going after him.
Detective Crispus Allen. I'll get the car. Detective Allen leaves. Gordon makes his way down the slippery fire escape. As he makes it down the last few steps, a black car pulls up at the end of the alley. The windows open. Two automatic weapons appear. Gordon runs for cover behind the dumpster. They start shooting, keeping Gordon pinned down behind the dumpster while Zass makes it to the car safely. The black car speeds away. Gordon quickly gets up and runs to the end of the alley. He spots the black car, but it's too far to get a shot off. Detective Allen pulls up in the car. Gordon runs around the passenger side and gets in and begins their pursuit. End of part one. Seen now is in Detective Crispus Allen's car. It's night, and it's raining continuously. Detective Allen is on a radio calling in the situation while Gordon is trying to gather ammo. Detective Crispus Allen. This is Detective Crispus Allen. I'm with Commissioner Gordon. We're in pursuit of the black Cadillac Eldorado. No visible plates. There are at least four men armed with automatic weapons. Approach with extreme caution. All officers redirect to 23rd first. I repeat, all officers redirect to 23rd first. Immediately.
10-4, we'll send all available units.
Detective Allen puts the receiver back in his holster. Crispus Allen. You ready? Gordon looks ready as he ever could be. A couple shots are fired at him from the Eldorado. Gordon opens his window and starts to fire back. He takes out the back window. The driver of the Eldorado sees the flashing lights heading straight for them. So he sharply turns left into another street, followed by Detective Allen's car. They continue to both return gunfire back and forth, both going at high speeds. Detective Allen gets the front of his car right up beside the Eldorado and bumps it. The Eldorado swerves, almost losing control. Detective Allen does it again, gaining the same result. A few blocks ahead, the Batman is watching from a rooftop. Seen now, rooftop, night raining continuous. Batman steps off the ledge and grabs his collapsible gun, similar to the sticky bomb gun from The Dark Knight. He steps up to the ledge and aims at the Eldorado. He shoots. A small EMP device attaches itself to the Eldorado. It takes out the car's electrical systems. The car stops. Detective Allen stops the car across from him. The Eldorado masked driver. What the hell? Masked passenger. We need to end this now! The four take cover behind the car and start to fire at Detective Allen and Gordon. Other cops start to arrive, creating perimeter around the Eldorado. They also fire at them. The police presence is starting to overwhelm them. They start shooting. Gordon grabs the megaphone. James Gordon.
It's over! Throw out your weapons and come out with your hands up!
Zaz turns to the masked men behind him. Victor Zaz.
Cover me!
The masked men start to shoot again as Zaz runs into the alley behind them. Zaz looks back and sees one of the masked men go down. He takes a left turn down the alley and goes a little further and runs into a brick wall. He sees a door nearby and attempts to kick it in. After a few attempts, Batman appears and pulls Zaz to the pavement. Victor Zaz.
Oh, Batman, it's you. What took you so long?
Batman picks up Zaz by his shirts and stands him on his feet.
You think you're indestructible, don't you?
He starts to laugh. Batman kicks him in the chest, throwing him back to the ground. Zaz gets up slowly.
But you're just a man. And one of these days, someone's gonna take you down.
Zaz pulls out his knife.
Maybe that's today. I'm gonna cut you and let you bleed out just like it did to Gordon's honey.
Batman fills up with anger. He catches Zaz's arm and lunges it back at him with the knife. He breaks his arm. He takes his legs out from under him, bringing him to the ground. Batman then starts to repeatedly punch Zaz in the face. At that moment, Gordon and Detective Allen come around the corner. Detective Allen attempts to engage, but Gordon stops him. Detective Crispus Allen.
We have to, sir.
Zaz is now obviously unconscious, but Batman keeps swinging away. Seconds later, a hand lands on Batman's shoulder.
It's all right. You can stop now.
Batman stops. Looks at Gordon, then looks at Zaz, and realizes what he has done. A pool of blood starts to gather around Zaz's body. Batman stumbles back, with his hands shaking. The Batman. What have I done? Batman looks up at the people gathering where the balcony is watching. Detective Allen notices cops heading down the alley. Detective Crispus Allen.
Sir, backup's coming.
Gordon turns to the Batman.
Go, I'll take care of it.
Batman is still shook up, but he looks at Gordon and acknowledges. He starts to leave.
And Batman.
Batman stops and looks back.
Thanks.
Batman stands still for a second and pulls out his grappling gun and shoots it into the air and disappears into the night sky.
End of part 2.